Okay, good evening. Last year, Parshas Bereishis, we discussed Vayechulu. I'm sure everyone remembers. And we discussed Vayechulu in the context of Kiddush, and all the different, in the context of Tefillah, and how it relates to saying Vayechulu and davening on Friday night, and why it's repeated afterwards, again, after we said Mishmor Esrei. We're now going to pivot to the second part, which is Vayechulu within the context of Kiddush after we get home. So a quick review. The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yotes says that someone praying alone on Shabbos night has to say Vayechulu. And if one says Vayechulu on Shabbos night, the Torah considers him a partner with the Kadosh Baruch Hu in creation, because it says Vayechulu, they, plural, Hashem and this person, finish creating, so to speak. That you are a partner with Hashem in Briyas Olam. And this is cited by the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Samachas. And there are three opinions in the Gaonim and the Rishonim as to when exactly we do say Vayechulu. And we follow all three opinions. The Tosos and Sachem and Kovav says the original Takana was to say it in Shmona Esrei, which we do. And then the Abu Draham says the Takana is to say it B'tzibor after Shmona Esrei, which we do. And finally, Rav Hai Gaon in the Shaios HaTshuvas Gaonim and Shari Tshuva and Simon Kovav says to say it before Kiddush, which we also do as well. So we are machmer for all opinions to say Vayechulu three times. The Hagos Maimoni in the end of the Rambam Hilchos Shabbos in Perachav Tes says, cites a Medrash that says we recite Vayechulu three times on Friday night in order to correspond to the three words Asher, the three words that appear in the paragraph. It says Asher, Vayechulu Shlaim, all those different times. Three times the word Asher appears in the paragraph to correspond to those three occurrences. Fine. So we have now come home from shul, and we are ready to recite Kiddush. But even before we begin reciting Kiddush, there's something we need to be aware of, because we might have ruined our opportunity when we recited Vayechulu in shul during davening. What am I referring to? A comment of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham writes in Reish Ayin Aleph, in the very beginning, he says that when a person says Vayechulu in his Friday night davening in shul, so they fulfilled the Chiyuv D'Oraisa, the Torah level commandment of Zachar Sama Shabbos Lekasha, to remember Shabbos with your words. And this is cited by the Eliyahu Rabbah, it's the Tshuva of the Maharsham in Chelek Ches as well, in Chelek Tes, where he also says this idea that when you say Vayechulu, you have fulfilled in davening a Torah level commandment. That will raise an issue that we'll get to in a moment. A lot of Achronim disagree with the Magen Avraham, and they recite three reasons why it cannot be that the person has necessarily fulfilled the Torah level commandment of remembering Shabbos while davening on Friday nights. The first is the Tosefta Shabbos there in the Shulchan Aruch and the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch has a lengthy piece in the mitzvah Lamed Aleph, which discusses this mitzvah, and he says mitzvos tzrichos kavana. Mitzvos need to have kavana, especially mitzvos that depend on speech. And therefore, when you're talking and you're davening, when you say Shmoneh Esrei Friday night, and you are not having kavana, Hashem, when I daven the Shmoneh Esrei, I am fulfilling the Torah commandment of remembering Shabbos. If you didn't have that in mind, then you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. You accomplished absolutely nothing. And therefore, you are not yotzei with the Torah level commandments according to them. And this is cited by the Mishnah Berurah in the beginning there, Reish Aleph and Sifkat and Beis. And he explains, it's not normal for people to have kavana when they daven Friday night that you're fulfilling the Torah commandments. That's not what people are thinking. Usually people have that in mind when they get home later by Kiddush. But you're davening Shmoneh Esrei, you're not thinking, ah, oh, Hashem, in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, I'm saying Vayechulu, I'm fulfilling a mitzvah. That's not what people are thinking about. So that is attack number one. You most likely did not have kavana when you said it in your Shmoneh Esrei on Friday night. Number two, the Minchas Chinuch continues. And he cites the Gevarim Sacha and Kuf Yud Zayin that says that if you don't mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush, then you did not fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush itself. And therefore, you cannot fulfill Zachar Shomer Shabbos on a level that's Min HaTorah if you don't mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in Tefillah. Do we mention Yitzias Mitzrayim at all in Shmoneh Esrei next to Vayechulu? No. There's no mentioning at all of Yitzias Mitzrayim leaving Egypt. And therefore, says the Minchas Chinuch, if the Gemara Sachem says you can't fulfill the mitzvah unless you combine leaving Egypt with Vayechulu, then you haven't fulfilled it. It's clear and simple, says the Minchas Chinuch. You have not fulfilled it. When are you really going to fulfill it? You'll fulfill it later on at Kiddush when you say Zeichu Yitzias Mitzrayim. But here, in Shul, you have not fulfilled it. This is also mentioned by the Chafetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, but he raises the possibility that maybe we do actually mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in davening, connected with Vayechulu, where? Because didn't before we began Shmoneh Esrei, didn't we say Gal Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, and then we began Shemoneh Esrei. We know that we are Somech Geula Tefillah. We connect the idea of leaving Mitzrayim with Shemoneh Esrei. And if Shemoneh Esrei mentions Vayechulu, and we mention Tzias Mitzrayim before we began Shemoneh Esrei, so says the Chafetz Chaim, maybe that's not of a connection. And he rejects it and says it's a little bit too distant for him. You have the three brachos at the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei before you say Vayechulu, too much of a hefsek, and therefore he says, really, in reality, we cannot say that you have connected Tzias Mitzrayim to Vayechulu in Shemoneh Esrei. This also connects, though, to the question that the Magen Avraham raises based on the Dagul Mervava. The Nod of Yehuda wrote comments on the Shulchan Aruch called the Dagul Mervava, and with Tzvi Pesach Frank in the Har Tzvi, in Or HaChaim, in Chelek Aleph, and Kufnin Zion cites this comment of the Dagul Mervava, who says, according to the Magen Avraham, if in Shul you fulfill the Torah level commandment of Zachar Semeshamas the Kadsho, essentially Kiddush, in Shul, when you come home and make Kiddush for your wife, or anybody else who has not said it yet, what's your level of commandment now? You're only a derabanan, because you fulfilled the Torah commandment in shul. And when you come home to say it over wine, that's only a rabbinic law. But your wife has what? A Torah level commandment to recite Kiddush, because who's ever chayv in Shamor of Shabbos is also chayv in Zachar. She's also responsible in Kiddush. And therefore, how can you, on a lower level of only a mitzvah derabanan of Kiddush, be motzi everybody else who didn't come to shul, who also need to hear Kiddush on a Torah level? You're of a lower level. Your lower level cannot reach their higher level, which is a chiyuv d'oraisa. So he only has a chiyuv d'rabbanan of Kiddush al yayin. She has a chiyuv min haTorah, which is a higher level. And therefore he says, if one is machmer for the dagul mervava, if one wants to be machmer for this chumrah that he pulls out to say that you should not be yotzei in shul by saying vayechulu, it wouldn't help, says Ritzi Pesach Frank, for the woman to simply say vayechulu. Meaning, what would you say? Fine. I hear the dagul mervava's question. So what should we do? When you come home from shul, say good Shabbos to your wife, and she should now greet you with vayechulu hashemayim v'aretz v'chol tzvam, right? That now we're both on the same level, and now I fulfill the commandments. So it says the Har Tzvi, why doesn't that work? Because she's not mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore it's not going to help, according to her. And therefore you're left with nothing at the end of the day. The Betzel HaChachman, in his Chela Gimel, he says she can still be Yotzei with this if she wants to. The third attack on the Magen Avraham is the Chafetz Chaim, again in the Bir Halacha, who says that men who showed him, including the Rash for the Ram and the Rush, hold that Kiddush on wine could be Min HaTorah, could be a Torah level commandment. So it could just be that we don't pass like the Magen Avraham, that even Kiddush is Min HaTorah, and therefore your wife has a Chiyuv Min HaTorah as well, and you have to come home again, you have to say Kiddush again on the wine according to the Torah. So this is the Shita of the Magen Avraham, that you fulfilled it in Shul, and if when you come home you may have a problem. But nevertheless, if one holds like the Magen Avraham, and you want to fulfill the mitzvah in the best possible way, maybe we have a piece of advice. What is that? Have negative kavanah. When you come to Shul Friday night and you say Vayechulu Shemoneh Esrei, besides thinking of the words, you should simply say, Hashem, even though you created the world, I don't want to fulfill the Torah commandment right now of remembering Shabbos. And that would be the best way. Have negative kavana to not fulfill the mitzvah. So you come home, you also have a Torah level commandment. So comes the Chassam Sofer in many places in his Shuvos, in Orachayim and Siman Yud, and in Zayin and Tesvav and Kufim Gimel. The Chassam Sofer repeats this in five or six places. He says that it is possible for a person to have negative kavana. A person can think, I don't want to do this. I don't want to fulfill the Torah commandment of Kiddush, and that would be a good thing to do according to the Magen Avraham. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach in Shmir Shabbos Kilchos and Perek Mem Zayin says that that's actually l'chatchila what you should do. Every single person, when they say Shemoneh Esrei Friday night, or they say Vayechulu after Shemoneh Esrei, should think, I'm not fulfilling the mitzvah right now. That would be the best possible, to get the possible way. In the later Ha'aros, in the third volume that was published of the Shemir Shabbos, where Shlomo Zalman had later comments, he says that generally our Stam Kavan, our usual Kavan, is simply to recite the Nusach HaTzvilah, but it's not for the mitzvah of Zachar. Meaning, when you recite Shemoneh Esrei Friday night, you're not thinking, oh, I'm going to fulfill a mitzvah, Hashem, I'm so excited for the mitzvah. You're thinking, this is the Nusach HaTzvilah, this is the way Chazal said of Shemoneh Esrei, and therefore we don't generally have that Kavana. The general opinion of the poskim is you don't need to have kavana shelo latzeis. So a person does not have to have extra kavana during davening on Friday night that I'm not fulfilling zachar shabbos kodesh when they come home. issue number one put aside. Are you allowed to recite Kiddush by heart? You know Kiddush, you've been trained in Kiddush since you were 7 years old, and you know it Baal Peh without a problem. Are you allowed to recite Kiddush by heart? What would be the issue? Well, let's begin. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Memtes, the rule is Devarim Shebichsav, Torah, from the Torah that we find in the Torah scroll, cannot be recited Baal Peh. This is a halacha. Devarim Shebichsav Yashar Lomram Baal Peh. Torah Shebichsav cannot be recited by heart. However, he says, if everybody is fluent in something, like Kriya Shema, Birchus Kohanim, Parshas HaTamid, then there are exceptions to allow to recite Torah Shebichsav, the written law, by heart. The Mishnah Berurah cites the Magen Avraham, who says that since there are conflicting opinions regarding the basis for this exception, therefore we should be machmer to recite things that are Torah, not Baal Peh, but rather from the text itself. And the Mishnah Berurah says, the Radvaz, the Ataris Zakim, the Gra, of the opinion that the Isser only applies when you're being motzi others. Uh-oh, so now we're sitting around the table Friday night and you're going to make Kiddush, and you know Vayachulu by heart. You know all Kiddush by heart, but you're being motzi other people. Didn't the Shulchan Aruch say you can't fulfill the chiyuv of other people by saying Torah Shebichsav, written law, by heart? So this is not my point. This is the point of Shmuel Avigdar Tosva. He was the rabbi of Karlin until he passed away in 1866. And this was brought to attention, to everyone's attention, in an article in Hamayan, which is Shalavim's Torah journal, like 40 years ago. And someone picked this up and said, ah, look what Rav Shmuel Avigdor Tosva writes. In his Chidusha Halachos on Pesach, by the beginning of Kadesh, he says that when reciting Vayechulu, you have to read it from a sitter, and you can't recite it by heart. Right? Devarim Shebichsav Iyatal Rishai Lomar Baal Peh. And in cases where it's being recited by heart, and someone's doing the wrong thing, and you're listening to someone reciting Vayechulu by heart, you have to say it along yourself, because that person might not be being motzi you. You have to say it on your own, because that person might be doing the wrong thing if someone's saying it by heart. Since the listeners are hearing these psukim to fulfill their chiyuv, and the chiyuv cannot be fulfilled for you, as the Shulchan Aruch said, if someone does it by heart, and since the person is reciting the Vayechulu by heart, that's a problem. You have to say it on your own. You have to mumble Vayechulu along on your own, because this person is doing the wrong thing. This is cited lahalacha, that one cannot recite the Vayechulu by heart in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, and it's the opinion of David Feinstein, cited in the Dibar Tabam, a collection of Chuvos of Rav David Feinstein and Simon Zion, and Rav Aaron Roth, in a number of vines as well, Rav Yonah Emanuel, and Amayan, and Chelik Yadal, and a number of poskim say, you're not allowed to recite Vayechulu by heart, because it's Torah Shebichsav, it's written Torah. Comes Rav Yom Tov Zenger, who was one of the Ramim in the Shiva of Tzeirim in Panovich. So he writes in his Madani Yantav on Chelik Beis and Simon Samach Thalad, that the Chazanish and the Stipler both said Vayechulu by heart. We don't pass them like this opinion. You can say Vayechulu by heart. The Tzitzel Yezer and Chelik Zayin and Samach Gimel says the minhag has always been to say Vayechulu by heart for Baal Batim. This is the Shita of Rishuya Dablitsky in the Sifsei Shoshanim, the Shevet Akasim, the Chelik Dalid, Rav Asher Weiss and Minchas Asher and Shmos and Simon Samach Beis, Yalkut Yosef and Reishai and Aleph. So many posts can disagree, and they say simply that the Vayechulu is something that's Shugar B'fi HaKol. Vayechulu is something that many people know by heart, and therefore it's not such a big deal. It's not an issue here, because people are familiar with Vayechulu just as they are familiar with Kriya Shema. Rav Nevin Sol writes in his Yushalayim B'Mohadeha, which is the collections on Shabbos and the Mohadim put out by his students in Chelik Beis and Page Sadi Dalid, that this is not really fulfilling the chiv of somebody else, because let's say you skipped Vayechulu at Kiddush on Friday night. Would your Kiddush still be good? Yeah. You still be fine. And therefore, since the person is not really fulfilling an obligation for you, since you don't really need to say Vayechulu in the first place if you skip it, therefore, says Rav Nevin Sol, if the person says it by heart, therefore, it is not a problem whatsoever. There's an interesting piece brought in the Tamei HaMenhagim, that classic book of old Menhagim. So he brings an Osir Reish Tzadi Aleph from the Kibbutz Achron. Let me read to you what he writes, something remarkable. Kasev b'tzavas hagon hakadosh menorav Naftali Katz. Naftali Katz wrote in his ethical will as follows. Shamati minhag hagon bal hataz. I heard that the minhag of the Taz, of Shulchan Aruch fame, Shaya Omer HaKiddush Shal Shabbos V'yantiv Tamin B'toch HaSefer, the Taz, who I'm sure knew Vayechulu by heart, would always say Kiddush from a Sefer. V'amar hatam milvad sheyesh kedushas haosios. To look at the letters of Kiddush has a holiness to it. Gam kein mahay mahay taima shepamim shemisarech etzal ha'maaretz o shemesav imo b'beis echad v'maaretz ein yodeh. Sometimes you're saying Kiddush with people who aren't as knowledgeable as you, and he might not know it by heart. Anochon gam yisav v'shlomar mitoch hasidur. He might be embarrassed. This guy, look, this guy's very good. He said Kiddush by heart, but I don't know Kiddush by heart. It's embarrassing. And therefore he said it's a good policy to always say Kiddush from the Siddur. Kedei she'asa kein ha'ma'aretz lo yisfash. The people shouldn't be embarrassed. U'pamim haya omer lo asei kamonu lomer mitoch ha'siddur. U'minag vasikenhu. It's an old minag for centuries to make sure to say Kiddush out of a Siddur, and it is the proper practice. Okay, so now we've decided how to say Vayechilu in Kiddush. We decide to say it from a Siddur, and we're ready to go. Should you be standing or sitting when you say Vayechilu? So this is a greater discussion regarding standing or sitting for Kiddush. That's a shiur on its own. I just want to talk about Vayechilu. The following is based on the tshuva of Moshe in Negos Moshe Rechaim in Chelek Hay in the Siman Tes Zayin, where Moshe discusses at length this issue of standing or sitting for Vayechilu. And he explains the Shulchan Aruch as follows. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Reish An Aleph Mem Hay that Vayechilu is an edus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating the world, a testimony. And one who testifies in Beis Din should have to stand. And Rav Moshe, in explaining the minhag of the Ramah, who says to stand for all of Kiddush, the Ramah says one should stand for all of Kiddush, it's based on Kabbalah. He says that one is standing for Vayechilu does not have to sit for the remainder of Kiddush. Meaning that's the Hesber of the Ramah, according to Rav Moshe. You're supposed to stand for Vayechilu, since you were stood anyway for Vayechilu, so says Rav Moshe, just keep on standing, no reason to sit down. Rav Moshe then adds that the logic of standing for during Kiddush is that since we're standing for Vayechilu, so we should stand for the remainder, right? But therefore, what should be on Yantif? On Yantif, the Ramah would agree that since there's no Vayechilu in Kiddush, there's no reason to stand. And on Yantif, says Rav Moshe, everyone should sit for Kiddush Yantif. He says, even if it's your family custom to stand for the Kiddush of Yantif, he says your family custom is wrong. And therefore you should sit for the Kiddush of Yantif. Obviously one should ask their local Orthodox rabbi in such a case. Now, standing for the first half and sitting for the rest, how does that come out? So the Shulchan Aruch writes that one should recite Vayechilu standing and the rest of Kiddush sitting. That's the minhag brought by the Shulchan Aruch. On one hand, we're standing to greet Shabbos and the Eidus, the testimony of Vayechilu. On the other hand, we're supposed to sit for Kiddush because Kiddush b'makom suda. You show that you are making a kvias, that you are establishing everyone together by sitting together as one. And this is why we should sit for Kiddush. Indeed, Rav Moshe says that this would be the best custom to choose if you don't have a clear family minhag. If you have no family minhag, says Rav Moshe, you fulfill both shitas, stand by Vayechilu and sit for the rest. And even the Ramah writes that one should remain standing for the rest of Kiddush, he's only saying you're allowed to, but not that you should, says Rav Moshe. So these are the different chilukim regarding sitting or standing for Vayechilu. There's other issues regarding sitting for the whole thing on its own, but we'll leave that for another time. So one last thing, the Ramah records the entire minhag to sit for all of Kiddush, with the exception of the opening words of Yom HaShishi, V'chul HaShemayim, because that spells out Shem Hashem. Yom HaShishi Vayechul HaShemayim is Yud Hei Vav and Hei. So the Ramah says some people would only stand for that, and then they would sit for the rest, since you said Shem Hashem, spelling out the Shem Havayim. Which leads to the greater question of, where should Kiddush start from now? Because we have a three-way machlokas regarding how we should start Kiddush on Friday night. The first is the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan writes in Reish An Aleph and Chaf Hei that we should begin Kiddush quietly from Vayar Elokim Es Kol Asher Asa V'hinei Tov Ma'od Vayarev Vayivoker Yom HaShishi. And then we should say Yom HaShishi out loud. So we're not saying part of the Pasuk, right? We're going to get to this issue in a moment. One should not say partial Pesukim. And therefore the Aruch HaShulchan says simply say the whole Pasuk and then say Yom HaShishi Vayichul HaShemayim. So then you get to this idea of saying the letters of Shem Hashem, and this is the Nusach according to Yaakov Kamenetsky, as cited in the Divrei Chachamim in Os Reish Chavches, and it was also Rav Yashav's minhag as well. So that has a very strong minhag as well to say the whole pasuk, but my imagination is that most people don't do that. Comes the Levush in Reish An Aleph again and says, you should say Vayere Vayivoker quietly, and then say Yom HaShishi Vayichul HaShemayim out loud. So it spells out Shem Hashem. This is the sheet of the Levush. So you would say Vayivokir Yom Hashishi Vayichlo Hashemayim Rosh Chol Tzvam. That's how you should begin according to the Levush. The third shita is the Ramah, who simply says you begin Yom Hashishi Vayichlo Hashemayim because of Shem Hashem, and this is cited by the Shlom and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Chalkas Yaakov, in two tshuvas as well, to simply begin Vayir Vayivokir, which I would imagine is probably the meaning of most people, because it's the least complicated. Now, the Chassam Sofer in Or HaChaim in Siman Yud raises the issue of T'chol Parsha D'lo Paska Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Paskinan. We don't divide Psukim that Moshe Rabbeinu does not divide. So where do we get off saying Vayir Vayivokir when that is only part of a Pasuk? How can we begin Vayir Vayivokir if it's not the beginning of a Pasuk? He says it's not, says the Chassam Sofer. Let me explain to you. It's not proper to begin Yom HaShishi, Yom HaShishi Vayichlo Hashemayim Tzuchot Tzvam, because that's meaningless on its own. Just to say Yom HaShishi makes no sense. And therefore, he said, they added Vayer Vayivoker. That's where the minhag comes from, is to say Vayer Vayivoker. Right, we got it? We want to spell Shem Hashem. Yom HaShishi Vayichlo Hashemayim Tzuchot Tzvam. Yom HaShishi. But to say Yom HaShishi is a meaningless phrase. The sixth day of what? What is that connected to? So therefore, says the Chassam Sofer, the Levush told us we should say Vayere Vayivoker Yom HaShishi, so at least what you're saying makes sense and is grammatically correct. It was the evening, it was the morning, and it was the sixth day. That's where the sheet of the Levush comes from. He says it's improper to say Vayar Elokim Es Kol Asher Asav Inei Tov Ma'od, because the Medrash Rabbim Bracious Rabba says that Tov Ma'od there refers to what? Death. Tov Ma'od is a reference to death. And therefore, says the Chassam Sofer, we don't want to reference death by saying Tov Ma'od there, because that's a reference to something negative. And therefore, says the Chassam Sofer, that's how the minhag came out, to simply say, Vare Vayivoker, Yom HaShishi. So says the Chassam Sofer. Yeah.
Is Tov Ma'od referring to death only in that particular phrase?
That drusha there, says the Medrash, is referring to death on that pasuk by Yom HaShishi. Correct. The Chassam Sofer also cites the Magen Giborim in Siman Nun Aleph, who says that if there's a hefsek, if there's a natural break in the pasuk grammatically, like an Esnachta, Vubilein, or a Zakev Katan, something like that, then it's allowed, which is a big kula. If that's the case, so then you can say Vayir Vayiboker Yom HaShishi, because there's an Esnachta, there's a break in the pasuk there. It's a natural comma that would make sense, which is an important kula for our case. A similar reason is brought in the Rav Palim, the Torah Lishman Simon Shinayin Dalad, the Chuvas of the Radvaz, the Chelik Aleph, and the Mishnah Seyavit cites the Yushalmi and Tainis Perek Dalad that says Vayer Vayibokir is its own pasuk, which would be helpful for us in this case. The Chuvas of the Maram Shik in Orachaim Kuf Chav Dalad says the rule is only when you have a chiyuv or you're making a drasha. That's the whole issue of breaking up sukkim improperly. But if you're simply using a pasuk as an expression or a pun, you're trying to make a point, so then he says that would be allowed as well. Similarly, the Kaf HaChaim writes in Reish Aleph and Samech Vav, citing the Pesach HaDvir, it's only an issue of kriyas psukim, of reading psukim, but if it's tvila or shevach, if it's davening or praising Hashem, you're allowed to have partial psukim, and this is what the Magen Avram writes, and Mishnas Adam as well in Klal Hay. So yes, it might be an issue to break Pesukim in half, but there are so many leniencies, and we mentioned in the past as well, this idea isn't even cited in Shulchan Aruch of the Rambam, that you can't break up Pesukim. So at the end of the day, there's more than enough to be lenient if one does recite Pesukim in the middle. I just want to end with a beautiful story from Rav Moshe David Chartakover, the Chartakover Rav. So this is cited in the Divrei David. One Friday night, Rav Moshe David saw a man out of his window who was being Michal Shabbos. He was about to make Kiddush, and he saw a person being Michal Shabbos. And he was very flustered by this. He didn't like seeing someone being Michal Shabbos, especially right before Kiddush. And he walked out of the room, and he went into his study, and he just disappeared for an hour. And they were waiting, and they were waiting, and they were knocking, and they were waiting, and he wasn't coming out. And after an hour, he came out of the room. He went directly to the table, picked up the Kiddush cup, and he said, Vayechulu, and he made Kiddush. So obviously they asked, What's going on? What was Pshat? So he said as follows. When I saw the person being Michal Shabbos, on Shabbos, right before I was being in Kiddush, I was very flustered and I was very bothered. I went into the room and I had to think about it. And he said, when I was in the room, I made the following equation. The Gemara in Kiddush in Samachay says that the point of testimony is to fight sheker. The whole point why we make testimony, to testify why something is the truth, is because there's an issue of sheker. We think that something is false. We don't make testimony for no reason. We only make testimony to show when something that is in fact may or be false or true, to make some points about something. He said, if that's the case, then what greater zechus is there to say vayechulu after I saw someone being mechal Shabbos? That person went and made a statement, essentially, that I don't think Hashem created the world. I don't think that there's an idea that Hashem rested on the seventh day, and therefore I'm going to be mechal Shabbos. And therefore, for me to go and say vayechulu right after seeing Chil Shabbos, he said, is not a negative thing, but that's the whole point of testimony. If vayechulu is a testimony of Hashem creating the world, then how great is that vayechulu? Not that we should be looking for people who are mechal Shabbos, so we can go and say vayechulu. But that is what the mind. That's what we should be having in mind, says Moshe David of Chartikov, that the whole purpose of vayechulu is, especially when we live in a world where Shabbos is not kept and people are not careful about Shabbos, is to pick up that cup of wine on Friday night and to say vayechulu, being well aware that there is chil Shabbos in the world and there are Jews who don't keep Shabbos, and our job is a great responsibility. To say vayechulu, even though we know that there is sheker out there and people are violating Shabbos, and they may not care that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, and they may not care that Hashem rested on the seventh day or that He created the world. But our job is to stand up and to make that testimony, vayechulu Hashemayim Ratzon Chol Tzvaam, and to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world. And that's something certainly to think about as we make Kiddush going forward for many, many Friday nights.